Yes, we can fly right here on the Noon Balloon. Hello, everybody. Michael Olson here. This is the Noon Balloon for the 2nd of May, 2024. Holy smokes, this year's flying by. Today, we're going to have an incredible program because the theme is going to be Mantenga Limpio. What does that mean?
Pitch in.
Pitch in. All right.
It means keep it clean.
Keep it clean. And that is the voice of the Woman of the Year. Pajaro Valley Chamber of Commerce and Agriculture looked at its prospects for Women of the Year this year, and they selected Sally Christine Rogers. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Wow. And that is truly an honor, and we're happy to have you here. And today we're going to be talking trash with the organizer of Trash Talkers. So we have a lot to talk about. A real quick thumbnail before we get into the program, Sally Christine Rogers. Pitch in Santa Cruz. What is it?
Pitch in Santa Cruz is a countywide initiative on litter and illegal dumping. And it originated through a coalition of agencies called the Trash Talkers, which have been working together for the last several years and who come together once a month on a Zoom call to really work together. Independently, they were working on these issues, but they were not collaborating. And now they're collaborating on trash and illegal dumping. And we came up with a strategic plan and a number of initiatives, and we call it Pitch In, to engage and the community to participate.
Pitch In Santa Cruz County.
Correct.
Okay, it's a county-wide effort of a lot of different people, a lot of different agencies, all focused on one objective, which is?
To make Santa Cruz the cleanest county in the state.
What a noble effort. My goodness sakes. So litter and trash is the subject of today's program and how to get rid of it, reduce it, eliminate it. I'd like to start the program with a story, something that happened to me in the not too distant past. I was given a contract to do some consulting on the island of Cyprus. And the job consisted of going back and forth from Cyprus to Cairo because the organization that sponsored me was having a convocation of Egyptologists at the Mena House, which is right underneath the Great Pyramid of Cheops. I happened to be there at the onset of the autumnal equinox, and my host suggested that it would be a very good thing to watch the sunrise from between the paws of the Great Sphinx, because it would be mystical or something like that. There was only one catch. We couldn't walk right up to the Sphinx because it was locked up. They had the access denied until working hours. So what we were going to do was sneak in, like we used to do when we were kids. So fair enough. So got up before dawn, and it was dark. And we got a cup of coffee to go from the hotel, and we walked along the boulevard, and then we climbed over a fence and found ourselves in a graveyard. And we were walking toward the Sphinx through this graveyard and realized that we were thigh-high deep in litter, just trash that had blown in off the Giza Plateau from all the tourists up there. And we were wading through trash, and it was made this weird swishing sound as we walked through it. And lo and behold, finally got to our sunrise. And on the way back, I walked through the trash again, this time in the daylight. Very depressing. But at any rate, along the avenue heading back to the hotel, I realized that I still had my coffee cup, my empty coffee cup, in my hand, in spite of being in wonderful opportunity to just toss it where everybody else had tossed it. And I think a lot about that because what kept me from throwing that coffee cup, in spite of the fact that I was thigh deep in litter. And right after that, I had a speaking engagement in Indianapolis, and flew to Indianapolis, which I found to be the cleanest city on earth after Cairo, right? It was spectacularly clean. And I was on a horseback ride through downtown, and there was no litter anywhere.
Wonderful.
It was like, I'm so happy to be in America the Beautiful. But it takes a lot of effort to be America the Beautiful. And I guess that's where what we want to talk about today. It seems to me, Sally Christine Rogers, that littering is a crime of morality. Because when you litter, you're slapping your neighbors in the face, in a way.
More than that, you're soiling your own nest, which is untenable to me. So we need people to stop being complacent and to recognize, particularly in Santa Cruz County, which is the second smallest county in the state and one of the most beautiful places on the planet, that we are not going to take this anymore. This is a beautiful place, and there's litter everywhere. There's illegal dumping everywhere. And it's time to stop it and to engage the entire community in having pride in the beauty that we have. It's important for business. It's important for tourism. It's important for our psyche, our children. And most importantly to me, it's important for the natural life that with whom we share this beautiful area, particularly the marine life. According to Pew Charitable Trusts, we're dumping 11 million metric tons of plastic in the oceans every year. And by 2040, that number is going to be tripled.
Soiling our nest. Our own nest. It's our own earth. It's our ocean we're soiling. Now, you would know just how beautiful Santa Cruz County is because you've been around. And you've seen the degradation elsewhere.
That's correct. I've had the good fortune with my family to be a sailor and growing up on boats and also sailing with my husband and son. We were able to circumnavigate, and there's plastic everywhere, and it's overwhelming. But we live in Santa Cruz County. We can control what we do in our daily lives in our beautiful area. We can't control a lot of other things in life. I can't do much about Ukraine. I really can't do much about Gaza. But I can pick up trash, and that's really important. We can stop littering, call people out who litter, and we can pick up trash. And that's what the Pitch-In Initiative is about. And the May 11th All Santa Cruz County Cleanup Day is doing just that.
Something we can get our hands on.
Yes.
Trash and a campaign against litter. And right. Trash.
And it goes beyond that because we need to be mindful of what we purchase and how much plastic we purchase and is it necessary. To ask those questions every day is really important to move the dial about removing the waste in our community.
Why do people litter?
I can't answer that because I can't speak for others. I know that maybe it's being unconscious.
You have to think about it, though.
Maybe people think that someone else is going to pick up after them. I think it's a lack of parenting. I know from my own experience.
There you go.
My own father imparted an incredible environmental responsibility to his children. And I remember as a child, once when I was about 7, I threw something out the window. And he pulled the car over on the side of the highway. And he said, go back and get it. And I had to walk almost a quarter of a mile. And I was 7. And he said, I'll watch you, but you go back and you pick that up and don't ever do that again.
Mm-hmm. If you had parents that were good parents and that they taught you how to be a good person, you probably don't litter. But if you did not have parents that were good parents and watched over you and helped you grow up, maybe not so much.
Well, there's an opportunity for our educational system, and we work in the schools with organizations like the Coastal Watershed Council, Watsonville mm-hmm. Wetlands Watch, Save Our Shores, and others who work with the classrooms to encourage environmental stewardship.
Good. Now, your pitch in Santa Cruz County and your Trash Talkers, which one do we start with?
Let's start with the Trash Talkers. That came about because I was noting that we needed a lot more momentum around this issue. I put together a coalition of agencies, and it began with our elected officials, Congressman Jimmy Panetta, Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren, Senator Laird, Speaker Rivas, and then we worked with the Santa Cruz County Farm Bureau, the Community Foundation. The Land Trust of Santa Cruz County is a recent member, Pajaro Valley School District, the City of Watsonville, the City of Santa Cruz, the City of Scotts Valley, the City of Capitola, and Caltrans. We also worked with the law enforcement, the Highway Patrol, and the Santa Cruz Sheriffs, and Santa Cruz Metro and State Parks. I got them all in the same room to hear the same message and to work together out of their silos to collaborate on this issue. We meet once a month, and it's been an incredible opportunity to have guest speakers from various agencies. We just had Sarah Newkirk from the Land Trust this last month, and to work together. We came at the problem from the point of view of how can we engage the entire community. And we did that by coming up with a slogan, Pitch In, Mantenga Limpio in Spanish. We came up with a logo, which took a little doing to get all these people to agree on the same thing.
Oh, yes. Let's all get together and do a logo.
But we have a very hip, colorful logo that highlights our beautiful farmland, our mountains, our beaches. And the idea is that it shows people pitching in and recycling litter.
The logo reads, Mantenga Limpio, keep it clean.
Yeah.
I was thinking that would be a good logo or a good saying for a radio station, too. Keep it clean.
Keep it clean.
There you go. Now, so, who did you miss? Well, it sounds like you got everybody in the county, but you must have missed somebody.
Well, there's many organizations who are now supporting this. I wanted to go back to say that Carlos Palacios, our chief administrative officer, has been incredibly supportive. And the Department of Community Development and Infrastructure, which used to be called the Public Works, Bo Hawksford and Casey Colasa and the Trash Twins, Christina Covart and Marianne Labablo, are also always on these calls, and they work directly with recycling and waste management, and so they're bringing their expertise to advise us. And then these organizations and agencies are raising the bar and helping us navigate how to get to all of their constituents. So we came up with a logo, we came up with a slogan, and our goal is to make Santa Cruz the cleanest county in the state. The county hosts the website, which is called pitchinsantacruz.org. And pitchinsantacruz.org offers information on where cleanups happen every month. We have a monthly cleanup, and other organizations also
have cleanups.
You have
a monthly
cleanup,
and then you're having a first annual cleanup too?
What happened there was we put together a resolution, mm-hmm. and Supervisors Cummings and Hernandez put forth this resolution to the County Board of Supervisors. It was unanimously...
Sally, Christine, does anybody disagree with you?
Let me just say that the County Board of Supervisors unanimously adopted this resolution for a all Santa Cruz County cleanup day. It's modeled after the coastal cleanup day. It's about 6 months before that. It's before the tourist season starts. It's at the end of the winter storms. It's a perfect time. And it's also a perfect time to honor Mother Earth. It's Mother's Day weekend.
Yeah, Mother's Day weekend.
What more can we do than pick up trash and celebrate Mother Earth?
So we have a big event coming up for Mother's Day.
That's correct. And May 11th. And if you go to the pitchinsantacruz.org website, there's a listing of all the cleanups that are happening around the county. And you know, the cities are all involved because they also adopted similar resolutions. So the entire county, I like to say, a big tide is raising all boats.
It was interesting. I did a radio show here recently about how best to honor Mother on Mother's Day with Santa Cruz County. Being a think local first kind of idea, how can we take what we have here and honor Mother without going to Amazon.com and buying her some kind of stuff? And what you're putting on the table here would be a very interesting way of honoring Mother.
Absolutely. I think we We all
come
have
on,
a collective,
Mom. Let's go out and pick up trash together.
And we all have a collective responsibility, yeah, whether your mother lives in the area or not, to participate in enriching and engaging our community to make this a more beautiful place than it already is by cleaning up the litter and illegal dumping.
As a people, we have taught ourselves to quit smoking cigarettes to the greatest extent possible. I don't see people walking down the street smoking cigarettes much anymore.
I want to point out,
however, where do those cigarette butts end up?
Cigarette butts are the main littered item. Mm-hmm. And Trina Barton and Danny Madden, who are with the Tobacco Waste and Education Program in the county, have been working very hard to educate people. Filtered cigarettes, first of all, are plastic. They do not biodegrade. They end up in the ocean. Animals eat them. They are everywhere. We had a cleanup last Thursday around the airport area. Right. We picked up 2.5 truckloads of trash and a huge volume of cigarette butts. Cigarette butts are the number one littered item in the country, and we need to address this face on.
I guess we didn't teach ourselves to quit smoking, but we taught a lot of us to quit smoking. I know that because you just don't see it like you used to see it.
Correct.
It was everywhere. But what I was trying to get at is that if we can talk ourselves out of an addictive behavior, chemically addictive behavior like smoking, surely we can talk ourselves out of the moral crime of trashing our own nest, as you say. How do we do that? So you talk about all of these different programs, but how do we get inside the brain and rewire it so that throwing trash or trashing our environment or our neighborhood becomes a moral crime to everybody?
We're working hard to engage and educate people and to get them on board. And no one really disagrees with it. Everyone says,
yes,
this is a great idea.
The biggest no-brainer in the world,
right? This is not a divisive issue.
Even Republicans and Democrats can agree.
Everyone can agree. How about that? Why don't we do something where we all work together? And the point is that we all have a collective responsibility, and that includes illegal dumping. Illegal dumping is just that, illegal, and we're coming for you. The county is now deploying cameras. We're going to seek prosecutions on illegal dumping. It's not okay to put your couch on the side of the road with a free sign on it. That's called illegal dumping, and we're not tolerating that anymore. There are, on the website, pitchinsantacruz.org, there are resources for low-income individuals who want to take things to the dump. Mattresses, for example. When you purchase
couches,
a mattress, when you purchase a mattress, built into the cost is the cost of recycling it. It is free to recycle mattresses. And they have bulky item days at the dump and at the transfer station. They have 4 days a year that you can take furniture and other large items. We have resources on the pitchinsantacruz.org website for usable items that are no longer wanted, where you can take them for people who would like to use them. Habitat for Humanity, Caroline's, the thrift stores, the Salvation Army, Goodwill. There's a lot of opportunities to put things in the right places and not leave them in our beautiful communities.
You brought up magic word, tolerate. Why do we tolerate trash to the extent that we do? What is it? It's not just, I'm not going to litter or I'm not going to throw trash out, but I'll tolerate other people that do. How do we come to the grips with the fact that we can't be tolerant? Because we're a very tolerant people. We tolerate a lot of risky behavior, as it were. How do we fix it? Like you said, we're not going to tolerate that anymore. How do we all come to grips with the fact that we should not tolerate trash and litter?
I think by raising awareness is one way. Just like you said, it's no longer cool to smoke. People don't smoke. When I was a kid, we had cigarettes on the coffee table. My parents never smoked, but we always had cigarettes available for their guests. That has changed. There's been a marked shift in how we behave around cigarette smoking, for example. Plus the fact that it kills you is a minor detail, but yes. I think that litter is killing our oceans. Litter is killing our wildlife. And it's demeaning to have it strewn around our neighborhoods, our schools.
You've seen the extent to which litter is filling up our oceans.
Yes, I have. And the plastic consumption by seabirds is abhorrent. Seabirds are feeding their babies microplastics, and they're dying by the thousands. This is not okay. And we can do something about this. This is what's so positive. This isn't out of our control. This is absolutely in our control. And working with all these agencies, and I want to comment that we have numbers of organizations and companies, Lakeside Organics, Driscoll's, the Aptos Chamber, the Paro Valley Chamber, the Santa Cruz Sentinel. They're all working to expand to their constituency this information that we want Santa Cruz to be the cleanest, county in the state. Mm-hmm. There's no downside here. It benefits everyone. The farmland tends to be a dumping ground. People see an open field, they think, oh, we can dump our stuff there. It happens to be someone's private property, and we're growing our food. So when you dump, you put into risk certified organic farmland, for example, if there's oil or plastics, and you're contaminating the food that we eat. It doesn't make any sense. So we're trying to just engage everyone in the positivity of picking up trash, but also thinking about what you buy so that we're not perpetuating this constant stream of plastic material, which no longer is really getting recycled. It needs to be addressed aggressively.
With that, we're going to take a quick break. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Noon Balloon on Santa Cruz Voice, and today we're honored to have the Woman of the Year, Sally Christine Rogers. You should be happy with that moniker because you deserve it, girl. And today we're talking about Mantenga Limpio, keep it clean. Whole notion that Santa Cruz County, which is one of the most beautiful counties on earth,
that's right,
can be clean. The cleanest county in California.
Pitch In Initiative, along with what I mentioned, the logo, we put up signs, and the signs have been distributed to our parks, our trailheads, our beaches, as a reminder and also as a deterrent. And the farmers are putting them on their farmland. The Santa Cruz Library is putting them in all their branches. Santa Cruz Metro put up 100 signs at bus stops. This logo is our brand. It's the Santa Cruz County brand to pitch in and keep our county clean. And it's an opportunity for everyone to be a partner in this. We're not calling people out and saying, you can't do this. We're inviting them in and saying, let's work together.
Okay, we will be right back. Stay tuned. This is the Noon Balloon on Santa Cruz Voice, and we have a very special voice with us today. She is Sally Christine Rogers, Pajaro Valley Chamber of Commerce and Agriculture's Woman of the Year. One of the reasons, I suspect, is that she is organizing this incredible effort to make Santa Cruz County the cleanest county in the state. Now, I've been around California quite a bit, and I know that there are places that just look terrible because of the trash. And as the story I opened up with today in Cairo, to see all of the trash, it just has a terrible impact on the people who live in the trash. It's sad to see what happens to people when they live in that. It's a hopeless feeling, because you look around and it's just disgusting. How do we stop it, that behavior? Sally Christine, you talked about, we're not going to take it anymore. We're not going to tolerate it anymore. That's where it starts. And that's something that we all have to assume. No, we're just not going to take it anymore. Not going to allow it. And there's nothing wrong with being intolerant of something so morally depraved as littering, is there?
Our goal is to engage not necessarily reprimand people, but to bring awareness to their behavior. Because everyone wants to live in a beautiful place.
Right.
Everyone appreciates this nature. That's why we have so many people moving to Santa Cruz. I think the organizations and agencies who are involved are truly committed to addressing this issue. Because our municipalities and our county are spending tens of thousands of dollars cleaning up trash, a repetitive task. This is a very poor use of fiscal funds. We can be doing many other things like fixing our roads, for example, that would make a lot better use of our tax dollars. Picking up trash is demeaning in that it's something that we don't have to have if we stopped littering. And we're working very hard to engage as many people in the community to participate in our first annual All Santa Cruz County Cleanup Day on May
11th. Has anybody said no to you?
Oh, yes.
Really?
I mean, in terms of being available to participate or responding. Yeah. I reached out to 33 churches, and I only have a handful of them participating. Uh-huh. So I wouldn't say they said no, but no one responded. I think
people are busy. But it'd be a wonderful way of doing some team building within the church, too.
And honoring whatever religion you are, honoring this wonderful planet that we have been blessed with. So we're trying to engage as many people as possible. The pitchinsantacruz.org website shows how to do a cleanup. It's a very simple thing. It's not rocket science. It's picking up trash. We have a very simple registration form and disposal sheet so that we can track the data, which is really important to know what we're picking up, how much we are picking up, and
you
where.
Talked about cigarette butts, which was amazed me because I didn't think anybody smoked cigarettes anymore, but I guess so.
Yeah.
And I guess what do you do with a cigarette butt? You flick it out the window.
That's a behavior we would love to see changed. Uh-huh. I want to just highlight a single species. It's the oldest species on the planet. It's the largest species on the planet, the blue whale. It frequents the Monterey Bay. They feed on krill, but now they're feeding on microplastics. This is abhorrent to me.
Would you explain microplastics?
Microplastics are the breakdown of plastics in the water column into these tiny, minuscule particulate
matter. It never disappears,
matter.
Does it?
It never goes away. And that's what we are consuming when we eat fish. The fish have been eating our plastic, and then we eat the fish, and we're getting plastic in our systems, too. Our endocrine systems are changing because of the plastics we eat. We have this beautiful planet, this beautiful location in Santa Cruz County. What are we giving back? We're giving back trash. This isn't okay with me, so I decided
to try
to do something about it. I want to mention, too, that we have a lot of supporters and a lot of organizations that have come together to work on the first annual All Santa Cruz County Cleanup Day on May 11th. And I just want to...
You talked about how this is a no-brainer, but I'm listening to you about a county-wide cleanup day, and I'm thinking, there's some logistics involved in a county-wide anything. How is this going to work? And how did you get everybody to work together to make it work?
Because I think deep down, everyone agrees that this is something that we can actually do something about. That's exciting. There's so much in our world. We're all moving so fast. We have so much information thrown at us that it's overwhelming. We can pause and take a breath and take a moment to collaborate with friends, family, associates, and do something positive for ourselves, for our children, for our community, for our businesses, and for our beautiful Santa Cruz County. I think it's a positive. And so people have absolutely joined in. All the cities are participating, the county. Watsonville Wetlands Watch is an important partner in this. They're working with Pajaro Valley School District. I want to call out Ramon Gomez. He's the chief of staff for Supervisor Hernandez. Trina Barton, who works with Supervisor Cummings. All the supervisors, Zach Friend, Manu, and
now, do you have person? Those supervisors joining you on May 11th?
I'm hoping so.
They're going to be able to show up their superintendents.
Yes, absolutely. And they're reaching out to their constituents to engage them.
So how is this organized? On May 11th, which is a Saturday or Sunday?
Saturday.
Saturday. We're all going to get together and do what?
So individual organizations and groups have chosen locations to clean up. Mm-hmm. So if you go to the santacruz.org website, there's a list of all the cleanups that are organized throughout the county, Monterey Bay Waterkeepers, the Volunteer Center, the Freedom Rotary, Supervisor Hernandez, Save Our Shores, Downtown Street Team, Lorenzo Park Neighbors, Twin Lakes Christian Church, the Unitarian Fellowship, O'Neill Sea Odyssey, the Sunrise Rotary, Davenport North Coast Association. Scotts Valley has three cleanups and they're providing lunch. Ecology Action, some of the UCSC students, Sierra Azul Nursery. These are all organized cleanups that they've chosen their own locations. Mm-hmm. And they'll go out with bags and pickers and gloves. We recommend that people wear gloves.
What about poor Michael Olson that does not belong to any one of those organizations and would love to pitch in? Where do I go? What do I do?
You can click on these, and it gives you the time, the location.
So I could just show up and join in?
Yes.
Okay, easy.
So it's very easy. On the website, it lists the location. For example, let's just go to downtown Santa Cruz Street Teams. They have several locations. They're going to be working at Depot Park. They're going to be working in downtown Boulder Creek on Friday. O'Neill Sea Odyssey is working at the harbor in Seabright Beach. Sunrise Rotary is joining Save Our Shores at Cowles and a couple of other locations.
Ecology what do we do Action, with all the trash that we're going to be picking up?
I just want to mention Ecology Action. Oh, okay. They're doing a bike and volunteer cleanup. They're going to be biking at Pinto Lake and all along the Green Valley Corridor. People are doing creative things. They're having fun with this. Most people, if it's in the cities, will be picking up trash. I know in Watsonville, I want to highlight John Ramiro and Courtney Lindberg from the City of Watsonville Public Works, who have been very supportive of this initiative. And they're going to be working to pick up the litter that's accumulated in the city. If you're in the county, or unincorporated areas, there's a link at the pitchinsantacruz.org website where you can register and get a disposal fee waiver that has to go through the county. You get the disposal fee but before May 8th, and then you can take your trash to the county website.
So
and
it's not everybody
for private,
has to.
It's not for personal garbage. It's not for you to clean out your garage. This is if you're participating in a cleanup in an unincorporated area.
What if we see an old sofa left beside the road? What do we do? I see it often. There's a little tiny road in our neck of the woods. It goes through the woods, and people stop there and throw their used sofas or their bags of trash and stuff like that.
On the pitchinsantacruz.org website, there's actually, you can click on a button there that tells you, that takes you right to the county site, so you can highlight that there's a couch or illegal dumping, and then the county will address it. Mm-hmm.
So there is no reason to be illegal dumping, because there are provisions being made to be able to dispose of trash in a way that won't foul the environment. You mentioned mattresses.
That's correct. So we have a resources page on the pitchinsantacruz.org website, which explains a lot of things. It lists all of the resources, Santa Cruz, Capitola, Watsonville, Scotts Valley. They have collection services for low-income individuals. They have all the landfill recycling centers listed and places and opportunities for people to take large and bulky items at low or no cost.
Now,
in other words, we're not giving anybody any excuses.
Yeah. A good way of really having some fun with this might be to have a contest with Monterey County or something like that to see which county can become the cleanest county of California. Because if we start competing with other counties on this level, perhaps we could raise up the esprit de corps and get more action.
I'd love for you to spearhead that, Michael. I have my hands full at the moment.
Okay.
It's a great idea.
Okay. I like it. Maybe that's something that we could do with Santa Cruz Voice.
Santa Cruz County.
We are going to become cleaner than Monterey County. So what are you going to do about it, Monterey County?
We're the second smallest county after the city of San Francisco in the state. If we can't do it here, it can't be done. Mm-hmm. And you can practically see our entire county from Mount Madonna. It's a small space, but we're degrading it, and it's just not worth doing anymore. We're costing our community in just mental health, because when you see trash,
it trashes you. Yes, and that was the amazing thing about wading through that cemetery in Giza Plateau. It was just degrading, and it has an impact on the
your
people,
psyche,
on
absolutely.
The psyche, and the people who live there.
That's correct.
I remember a guard. They had guards standing in the road with AK-47s, and this kid was leaning on his rifle, and he had the muzzle of the rifle on the ground. And I thought, there's something wrong there. You don't put your muzzle on the ground because you might plug it up, and it's just sad. It's just sad. It's heartbreaking. And it's immoral. How do you build that morality back in people and the culture and the ethics of a culture? This does start with the family. And if you don't have families, then you have to rely on schools.
But also we're working, Downtown Street Teams and Watsonville Works are wonderful organizations who are working with unhoused population to engage them to participate.
And now that's an issue. How do you do that? How do you work with the unhoused?
The Downtown Street Teams and Watsonville Works, for example, they provide job training and skills, mm-hmm. and they build up self-esteem and engage these individuals in participating in cleanups on a regular basis. They become captains of their teams. They become, in a sense, they are gaining skills that they can then parlay into future job opportunities. And we work with Watsonville Works on a regular basis in South County. The Farm Bureau, Jess Brown, has been an incredible supporter, working with farm workers and farm owners and growers to participate in the Pitch-In initiative. Susan True from the Community Foundation is working with a lot of nonprofits and has been incredibly supportive since the very beginning of this Pitch-In
Sally
effort.
Christine Rogers, I think you've got the whole county working on this.
We need more individuals. We need mm-hmm. more participation from just community members.
And just pick up the litter.
Exactly. And stop littering.
And stop littering. You know, stop
kids
others.
Kids litter their
so
campuses.
What's the proper way of stopping others from littering? Your father stopped you from littering by stopping the car and making you walk back and pick up the litter.
I'll never forget it.
And you'll never forget it, right? And I'll bet we all have experiences like that. But what do we do when we see somebody littering or dumping or... We should not tolerate it, but what do we do? How do we not tolerate it?
I think
honk the horn? Hey!
I have certainly mentioned to people who I've seen dump their whole lunches, I said, hey, there's a trash can right there. You dropped something. Call them out. I know that many people come to visit Santa Cruz County because it's so beautiful. They go to the beach. They have a barbecue. They have fun. They have time with their children, their families, and then they get up and walk away and leave everything there. That's not going to be tolerated anymore. We're working with Terrence Concanon from Visit Santa Cruz to engage the mm-hmm. hospitality community because they have a responsibility to participate in this. We have a lot of tourists. And we
responsibility want them to participate.
We want the tourists
who
to enjoy this area, and if we trash it, the value of the tourist dollar will go down. So that is a metric that we can actually...
Does anybody in Santa Cruz County not have the responsibility to participate in this?
No, not in my opinion.
Not going to tolerate it, are you? Good for you. And when it gets right down to it, we all have the responsibility to participate in it.
We have one life.
Yeah.
We live in one beautiful place. What would keep us from trying to continue the beauty, health, and well-being of our whole community. And I just wanted to mention our, let me just go back here, our mission statement.
Okay.
Because the Pitch-In Initiative and the Trash Talkers mission statement, I think we tried, and this was all of the agencies contributing to this idea, so this was another
It took 9 years.
Right? No, it didn't. Because we're all engaged and excited about this. Mm-hmm. To eliminate litter, abandon encampments and dumping on our roadways, highways, waterways, and agricultural land, to educate and engage the community, nonprofits, schools, and local governments, to improve the health, being, economic value, and beauty of our region. It's a simple thing, but we all need to participate.
Later this afternoon on China Now, we're going to be featuring Dr. Pete Graff, who was in on the development of the Law of the Seas Convention, which strung together most every country in the world. And it was a consensus kind of effort, which is to say, we don't proceed until everybody agrees on how we're proceeding here. You're doing the same thing. It's what you're doing is a consensus thing. We're all agreed on the direction we're going here, which is to make Santa Cruz County the cleanest county in the state.
The Trash Talkers are a coalition. It's not a 501c3.
Right.
We don't compete with any of the nonprofits. We want to support and highlight the nonprofits like Save Our Shores, like Coastal Watershed Council, like Ecology Action, Monterey Waterkeeper, Watsonville Wetlands Watch. We want people to support them, to participate in their efforts to contribute to the Pitch-In Initiative and the other things that they do. Watsonville Wetlands Watch is a huge effort going in planting trees and increasing our urban forests. This is part and parcel of making Santa Cruz the most beautiful place in the state. Planting trees, picking up trash. It's a two-step dance here. We can do this. It's not rocket science.
Let's take it down to the personal level here, because we have all of these people and all of these organizations and all, making all of this effort and bringing it together into to a focused objective, which is to simply make Santa Cruz County the cleanest county in the state. As a person, we all have to come to grips with how to do this. We all need to participate in it. It's just our responsibility. Where do we start? We have to start somewhere. It has to start in our mind, right? We have to come to grips with the fact that, one, we're not going to tolerate trash.
I think everyone already knows this. This is not new information.
No, I don't think everybody knows it, because if everybody knows it, there wouldn't be trash.
I think there's complacency. You can know something and not do anything about it, right? You brought up cigarettes. A lot of people say, yes, I know it's going to kill me, but it's my choice.
Mm-hmm.
That is true. It is their choice. However, in this situation, we all have the opportunity to throw something out the window or not. It's easy to keep a bag in your car, put your trash in the bag, and throw it away appropriately when you get home or when you get to a disposal site.
So really, what starts in your mind has to become manifest in your behavior.
That's correct. It's action.
Action.
And okay. I think with people participating in the May 11th All Santa Cruz County Pitch-In Initiative Cleanup Day, people will get the idea that, hey, this isn't that bad. It's fun. It's only a couple of hours. And look at the result. It's like polishing silver. You have a tarnished piece of silver. When you polish it, it's gleaming. We want our county to be gleaming.
And why not? Is there any reason why not?
There's no downside.
All it takes is a focused effort on everybody's part to keep us, because if we tolerate, we can slip. And when we tolerate the slippage, we keep slipping.
It brings everyone down.
And it brings everybody down.
I think our children are seeing a lot of hypodermic needles on the ground. They're seeing a lot of litter. They're seeing inappropriate things. And that's not good for their psychological well-being, and let alone what it's doing to our wildlife. We have incredible wildlife here. Look around. It's a fantastic place. And I just felt that by engaging these different agencies and the nonprofits to just heighten the awareness, it can be very positive for everyone.
Your description of the blue whales being killed, the giant blue whales being essentially killed by the smallest pieces of trash that we offer our environment. And that's those microplastics, plastics that we throw in the garbage and they float down. Can you ever get rid of that stuff? Just never.
Many people are working on it around the world because mm-hmm. it's part of climate change. It's part of the degradation of the earth, and it's affecting all of us. So if we don't start working on it, we're furthering the demise of our own species.
Sally Christine Rogers, the Pajaro Valley Chamber of Commerce and Agriculture, has named you Woman of the Year. And I think a very deserving award for somebody who's doing good, unquestionable good for the entire county. Because if we do as what your organizations and your collaborative people want us to do, we will become the cleanest county in California. Wow.
That's the goal. I'm deeply honored by that award. Many people are deserving of that, but I appreciate that I was chosen. And I'm hoping for a very positive result on May 11th. And it's an annual cleanup. This is the first year. So mm-hmm. we're just getting out of the gate. Next year, we'll have more collaboration, more organizations involved. And I believe that we'll have the schools far more on board. We work with Amity Sandage, with Ferris Sabah from the County Office of Education, with the Pajaro Valley Unified School District. We're trying to get all the children involved because this is their future. I really welcome everyone to go to the pitchinsantacruz.org website and please find a cleanup that you can join. Have the fun.
But even beyond that, every day, wherever you're at, just pick it up.
Pitch in.
Pick it up and pitch it in. And focus on that objective of making Santa Cruz County the cleanest. It's already one of the most beautiful places on earth. That we're degrading it with litter is a crime. It's a moral crime. It's littering our own nest. It's just sad. So no excuses, no tolerance. No, we're not going to tolerate it. Okay? We're going to stop it. Just stop it already. Gosh, Sally Christine Rogers, thank you for joining us today on the Noon Balloon.
Thank you for having me, Michael.
It's a pleasure. And I look forward to reading your book, by the way, the title of which is?
Convergence, A Voyage Through French Polynesia.
Convergence, A Voyage Through French Polynesia. Now, that sounds like a great sea story, and I love great sea stories. So I'm going to track that down and find it and read it.
And we want to protect the sea by keeping trash out of our beautiful Monterey Bay sanctuary.
Yes, no trash in the ocean. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Noon Balloon on Santa Cruz Voice. We thank you for tuning in. It's been a wonderful ride along the way with Sally Christine Rogers and you. Stay tuned for more.